Greetings, this is Isha, and I just had a thought for today, for the night, for the evening, whatever. I was watching this movie with Tim Allen. It was called Joe Somebody recently, and it got me to thinking, how often do we accept people in our lives who only want us there if we're somebody? If we're doing certain things, if we're on top on our careers, how many of us really have people in our lives that are consistent, that really care about us, no matter if we rich, poor, up, down, happy, sad, those type of people matter. And it's always good to have people who really care about you. And there was this point in the movie, because like, let me give you like the story breakdown or whatever. So Joe was like really passive aggressive. And he was working at this pharmaceutical company and he put together like commercials for different drugs and stuff. And one day he pulled into the parking lot, for bringing a child to school day or work day, whatever. And stuff went like super sideways because when he pulled into his parking space, somebody else had tried to take it. And basically he was like, well, you're not. You're not a, what's it called? You don't have enough tincture to be in this parking space. This is for employees that have been here for so many years. And dude was like, well, what you gonna do about it? He's like, well, you shouldn't be in this parking space. You don't qualify to be in this parking space. You're not someone who's been here enough with enough tenure in order to be in the space. So then, Joe ends up like getting like smacked. Like he smacked Joe in the face, like really smacked Joe hard, like smacked the crap out of him in front of his 12-year-old daughter. And after that, it kind of makes his life like tailspin into this big situation where he feels like not only like he's less than a man, but he just feels like something's been taken from him that's bigger than what he even knows. And he starts to realize like he's been taking too much stuff off of people. And then all of a sudden he gets popular at work because he goes up to do and he challenges him to like a fight, because he doesn't want to, he doesn't just want to deal with the fact of what happened. So he ends up trying to, step up to him. He challenges him to a fight, and all of his coworkers, all of a sudden, they like him, and corporate's inviting him out to dinner and out to brunch and out to karaoke and out to, sports events. And it's like, oh, sporting events. And it's like, do these people really like you though? And I don't think he really thought about that. And the one girl at the job who liked him the whole time, like she's looking at him like, Joe, these people don't really care about you like that. Like they didn't like you when you were the guy who was, just sweet everyday Joe. Like they didn't like you when you were like that. They only like you now that all this stuff is surrounding you and they feel like you're the big man on campus, So basically, when he was going to his sensei, like that was training him to get ready for this fight against this guy, this bully at work. He asked his sensei because he was looking at his walls and stuff and he saw like different movie posters and he was like, why'd you stop doing movies? Or like, what's going on with that? And then he told him, he was like, well, my first movie did really well. And when my first movie did really well, I had all these people, like they love me, they want to be around me. And then he was like, all of a sudden, I started releasing movies that were basically trash. Or they weren't doing as well in the box office, and everybody else gathered around some other guy, They didn't want to be in my corner when I was going through or when stuff wasn't doing as well. All those people I thought liked me, they didn't really like me, And then he told him, he said, it's important that you have people in your life that care about you and that want to be there, whether you're somebody or not. Then Joe looked at him and he said, did you ever find any people that wanted to be in your life? Whether you're somebody or not. And then his sensei looked at him. He was like, no, I haven't found anyone like that. And I think that's the moment when it hit Joe. He already has someone like that, He had his daughter. He had this girl at work who really liked him, who worked in HR, who just liked him for who he was. Even after he got smacked, even before he got smacked, all the things he went through, she ain't never shake. She was always right there advocating for him, wanting him to be okay, wanting him to be decent, you know what I'm saying? And that got me to thinking, like, that really did. I was like, why is it that so often we want people in our lives who really don't care about us. Don't really like us unless we could do something for them or for their image, right? Or for their appeal. It's like, what's the use of having people in your life who only want you for what you provide? Like, they're not going to love you when you're down, you know? When you got, like, 2 cents in your pocket and all you got is love. That's crazy, you know? I went through a situation where I was, like... I had a connection to someone, and, you know, I was like, I was always there. I was always consistent. Like, if they needed me, I was right there. If they called, I was right there. If they texted, you know, and then it got to a point where I looked at the situation. I was like, there's no reciprocity here. And it's like, they didn't appreciate the fact that I was there for them. They were looking at all the people who weren't there for them. And like, they would always value what they said or what I said. And they would always look at the other people, like, who they wanted to be in with, you know, like the in crowd. And they would never accept them. And I thought to myself, I said, all right, that's fine. You can have that, because I'm not going to keep on dealing with it, you know. And then at that moment, like, now this person's blowing me up. They can't stop, like, texting me, calling me, reaching out to me. Looking at my blogs, looking at my social media, you know what I'm saying? And it just had me thinking, like, they should have cared about me whether I was somebody or not. The same way I care for them, you know what I'm saying? But it's clear to me that some people don't have that ability. Some people not going to love you. Some people not going to love you, you know what I'm saying? I remember my daddy, he used to say, he'd be like, man, I remember when you used to love my dirty drawers. Like, I remember once how you said that. You, like, literally said that to my mama. She was like, what? 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 You know? Did you know? You know how I talk or whatever. But literally, like, my daddy, he was wild. Like, that's the way he just used to talk. He'd be like, I used to remember when you used to love my dirty drawers. I remember when you used to be down, you know what I'm saying? And my mama was always a writer, will always be a writer, you know what I'm saying? But the funny thing is, when you got somebody that's really in your corner, you know, like, you know when you do. When you got somebody that's not in your corner, you know when you don't, you know, whether that's friends, lovers, you know, family members, like, you know what's what. Don't settle for nobody that don't care about you, because that stuff don't mean nothing. Like, people want to sit in my face, oh, Isha, I haven't heard from you. Did you want to? You know you didn't. And that's okay, boo. It's nothing to be upset about. Oh my gosh. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all goody. Because at the end of the day, if somebody rock with you, if somebody love you, if somebody care about you, they go care about you regardless. Irregardless. It's no question marks. There's no, will you come through? Will you call? Will you text? Do you? You know when they care. You know if they not around, it's because, like, it's some serious stuff going on, or they really truly don't have time, and when they do, they'll be there. But for the most part, like, some people, they spend their whole life, like, wanting people in their life who ain't never gonna be there, who ain't never gonna care, who ain't never gonna take the time to really be like, dang, like, you mean something to me in my world, like, you know, you're a good friend, you know, I enjoy our relationship, you know, like you a real one. Like, there's a lot of people who are not going to be like that, you know? And at the end of the day, a lot of us is hanging out with some Judases. Now, Jesus had one Judas. Some of us got about 4 or 5. Minimal. You know what I'm saying? So just think about that, you know? Think about the people in your corner. They really care about you? Is it, if you like Joe, you know, you down on your luck, you going through some stuff, maybe you done went through a divorce, maybe you got a couple kids, you know what I'm saying? You single right now. Like, do people really ride for you the way they did when you was on top? The way they did, you know, when they was all up in your face, acting like you the greatest thing since sliced bread? Because all of a sudden, if things change, are they going to rock with you? Because you don't need no fans. You don't need no fanatics. No, you need people that really care about you and your welfare. There's a lot of people out here, they got money, they rich. You know, they quote-unquote sexy, but they don't got people who care about them. Don't end up looking up one day and realizing that all those things that you did to gain popularity or have all these fake friends don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You want to be around some people that's really really in your corner. And you can be in theirs, most importantly. Like, get that reciprocity, you know what I'm saying? Let somebody know, like, I got your back. I'm gonna ride with you till the wheels fall off this thing, you know what I'm saying? Till they flat the wheels on the car and the whole transmission fall out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of stuff that matters to me at this point in my life. Like, ever since I done started, you know, get on my grown woman, although I've been on it for a while, I've been thinking about what kind of life I want and what kind of people I want to be around and what, and the type of person, most importantly, that I want to be. You know, when people come around me, and I think that's a person who cares just genuinely, you know. So thank you for listening to my thought about my recap after watching the movie Joe Somebody. I know it's older than that thing, but you know, sometimes an oldie can be a goodie, you know. You just gotta look for the message in it. All right, bye.